COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Excuse me. Let's try that again. Let's do a mulligan. Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from legal Massachusetts, heartland of America. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. Find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa. You can find me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod and on Getter at @ICSativaPod. And I'm on most platforms on the interwebs. You ever hear in, like, sports or even just, like gym class in grade school how, you know, when you play a sport, not only must you be a graceful winner and a graceful loser, but you also must not underestimate your opponent. Even if you've beaten your opponent, like, if you played your opponent, like, I don't know, 3 times in the past year or whatever, and you play each other 10 times a year, don't assume that you're going to win all 10 times. Don't assume, oh, they're going to have the same weaknesses in perpetuity. And don't assume just because you guys have a more stacked offense or defense that you're always going to have that team's number, because you're not. You know, human, it's like they say in football, any given Sunday. Again, I mean, I don't really take political sides, but my politics tends to go more towards the left than the right. But I'm a pretty independent thinker, so there's some things I agree with the center and the right on, and there's a lot of things I agree with the left on. We don't really take political sides. Again, I've been trying to not take political sides for the past year. Notice how we haven't really been doing as much endorsement episodes, and we're task oriented. We're getting the job done oriented, and whoever's going to get us to do that, and whoever's going to lead us into that battle is the horse we're going to bet on. So again, Kellyanne Conway, who was Trump's advisor or whatever, is spitting out some reefer madness. She knows that what she's saying is completely untrue, but that's not the point of why she's saying it. It's to affirm the base. It's to affirm the conservative Trump base that, you know, we're going to keep America white. We're going to keep it Protestant. We're going to keep it capitalist. And we're going to keep it a tobacco and alcohol nation. That's the whole point of saying what we're going to read in our comments and in the article that we have for you today. That's the whole point. It's not like, again, it's like when she was talking about alternative facts on the news, it's not about right or wrong. It's about what the base wants to hear, what they want to believe. So let's go into this article. Bear with me. All right. Kellyanne Conway mocked for blaming overdose deaths on marijuana and attack on John Fetterman. This is from Yahoo News, from Andrea Bianco. Kellyanne Conway has been ridiculed on social media after seemingly linking the rise of overdose deaths to marijuana. Again, this is not about facts. This is about giving the base, the Trump base, the red meat it wants to hear and it likes to hear. Speaking on Fox News on Monday, the former Trump advisor attempted to take a jab at the Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman for hanging a marijuana flag at the state capitol. Her remarks received a backlash from political commentators and Twitter users who argued that marijuana was not a contributing factor in the opioid epidemic. Again, a lot of these conservative areas, many times, you know, when things are put on the ballot, they'll vote against cannabis. They'll have moratoriums on recreational stores. And again, I mean, some conservative areas, even in my sort of blue state, they'll be dry, so they wouldn't even allow the sales of alcohol, although they're not going to stop you from bringing the stuff in. Again, this is just fear of the different, fear of the minority loving drug touching their pure white sons and daughters. That's the whole point. This is the whole point of the posturing that she's putting out for their base. That's the whole point. It's not about being true or being accurate. Fetterman has put the flag up. He thought that it was funny. He's trolling his opponents. He thinks that's funny, Ms. Conway said. Here's what's not funny. There's a doubling of the overdose rates in Pennsylvania while he's been in office from 2015 to 2021. Fentanyl is raking every corner of the state. I want to call BS on that because friend of the show, Joey One Love, who, again, good friend of the show. We've done about two episodes with him, and he's used medical cannabis to get off opioids out in Pennsylvania, out in Pittsburgh. So I don't want to hear that, oh, it's making people get more into opioids. It has gotten so many of my listeners off the opioids. But again, Kellyanne Conway seems like the beer and wine with Xanax on the side type with some painkillers on the side. So of course she's going to say that. And again, this is just pandering and posturing to the base. All right, let's continue with this article. All right, bear with me one moment. I'm going to go to the next page. All right. All right, page two. Mr. Fetterman, who faces Republican opponent Dr. Melman Oz. Again, he's anti-cannabis because he's way into the pocket of Big Pharma. Yet boomers hang on to his every word for whatever reason. But I digress. Mr. Fetterman, who faces Republican opponent Dr. Mehmet Oz in the Senate race in Pennsylvania, has been vocal about his support for legalizing marijuana in the state. Whereas patients prescribed medical marijuana are allowed to buy the substance from state-approved dispensaries. Ms. Conway, known for coining the oxymoron alternative facts, yeah, we just talked about that, during the Trump administration, was mocked for characterizing marijuana as a potentially dangerous drug. It's not about being accurate. It's about pandering to the base, like I keep saying. No marijuana overdose deaths have ever been reported, according to the Drug Enforcement Agency. Fentanyl contributed to 65% of overall increase in overdose deaths between 2015 and 2017, according to data from the DEA. However, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office reported that overdose deaths rose by 16.4% in 2020 and 6% in 2021 after Mr. Fetterman took office in 2019. Wonder why? Oh, it's because of the pandemic. When people are locked into their homes, it's easier for them to get tempted into vices. You saw people buying alcohol like crazy. You saw alcohol being deemed an essential service. You saw medical marijuana, essentially most of the medical marijuana states, being deemed as an essential service. And in most recreational states, it was the same way too. So people would be foolish to think it would not be the case with people getting their opioids by hook or crook. They'd be foolish to think that. Responding to Ms. Conway's remarks, political columnist and TV commentator Sherry Jacobs tweeted, "If marijuana deaths were doubled, the number would still be zero, you gaslighting cartoon." That's one way to go about it. Let's go to the next page. Political strategist Steve Schmidt echoed Ms. Jacobs' comments and criticized America's marijuana crusade. "I thought that John Fetterman put it up to protest the abject stupidity of the U.S. government spending $50 billion in taxpayer dollars on a marijuana crusade that is riddled with hypocrisy. Who gets locked up? Black people. Marijuana and fentanyl have as much to do with each other as Coors Light does," he tweeted. Kellyanne Conway is right. There haven't been this many marijuana deaths since the Bowling Green Massacre, another Twitter user wrote sarcastically, referencing a fictitious incident mentioned by the then advisor to Trump in several interviews in 2017. All right, we're going to be on the last page pretty soon. All right, almost done this article. Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded... Okay, excuse me. Mr. Fetterman is facing criticism from several GOP leaders as the Senate campaign in the Keystone State intensifies. Mr. Trump recently went on an extended rant about Mr. Fetterman that ended with him accusing Mr. Fetterman of using multiple illegal drugs. Dude, you snort Adderall, Trump. Come on. Come on, you snort Adderall. And you're on your high horse. He's like, oh, I've never done a drug in my life. You know, I've never touched alcohol, weed, or whatever. But you snort Adderall, my dude. Adderall's prescription meth, Trump. But again, his 300-pound dumb-as-a-rock's brain does not get that. Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded drug dens and the complete decriminalization of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, and all for legal fentanyl, Mr. Trump said. And by the way, he takes them himself. There is no evidence that Mr. Fetterman, who recently returned to the campaign trail, after suffering a stroke, has ever used any of these substances that Mr. Trump mentioned. In a statement, Fetterman campaign spokesperson Joe Cavallo called the ex-president's claims more and more lies from Trump and Dr. Oz. End of article. When I get home, I gotta put in the video, or at least in the show notes, or in the cards after this video is done on YouTube, that Trump, in like I believe there's this 1990 interview of Donald Trump saying that we should decriminalize all drugs because you're wasting too much money doing a drug war, and people are just going to get the illegal drugs anyway. There's video footage of Trump saying that. I think he was saying that on Larry King Live. So again, it's just
It's just Mr. Trump pandering to the base, and it's just him and his advisor culture war posturing and trying to affirm the base and be like, hey, we hate those hippies and we hate those minorities just as much as y'all do. So we're gonna tell you everything you want to hear. Again, they both know that what they're saying is BS. It's not about the facts, people. It really isn't. I'm gonna do it so it's just you and me now. But yeah, it's not about the facts. It's never been about the facts. It's about pandering to their voters and getting their voters to turn out in the midterm. But again, I mean, I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. As always, you can find me anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, Castbox, Stitcher, Google Play, and all the other platforms. You can find me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/greg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.